Inside the Assyrian Gallery of the Metropolitan Museum of Art this week, more than 100 artists brought pencils, pens, and sketch pads to register their opposition to war. They sat in the room and made drawings of sculptures, friezes, and art objects excavated in northern Mesopotamia, what is now Iraq. Drawn In, as the event was dubbed, was designed to be an artful protest. From New York, NPR's Jackie Leiden reports.
There's something beautiful about dozens of artists crouched in the gallery on their knees or seated on the floor, sketching a hand first drawn in the 8th century. That's the hand of the Assyrian pre-Babylonian king, Ashurnasirpal II. There are also in the galleries mysterious griffins. The temple friezes and bas-reliefs feature bulls and bird-headed figures and are said by scholars to represent the guardians of peace. That came as a relief to the artists gathered for Drawn In, organized by artist Robert Kushner and friends Anne Lita Shapiro and Kansa Kamal.
How can we direct, as artists, people's attention to this Iraqi situation, the political situation that we are all very, very upset about? And so many ideas were thrown out. This little group Kamsa said, I want to see something happen in that room at the Met. That's an incredible room, and this is the history of Iraq. This is the same thing as Iraq, Mesopotamia, Assyria. And so we met there, and I think Anne said, what about a draw-in? And all of a sudden, that room was very quiet, and we started thinking, what if people get together and just draw? No preaching, no politicizing. But just people will notice that we have been drawing and drawing and drawing.
Drawing In became Drawn In, which also referred to the many artists who stopped by with sketch pad and pencil. The artists said they found the stiff Assyrian bas-reliefs a surprising challenge, with their proportions like superheroes, but carrying what appeared to be little purses, which were actually small baskets for pollinating crops. Artist Caroline Parker drew the feet of a winged creature on her protest sketch pad.
I think a large group of us here feel very strongly that this is not the time to go in and bomb this land that's made this incredible art, and it's part of the world.
Now, you've been drawing for a couple of hours, I would guess, mm-hmm. looking at what you've got here, and of all the sketches I've seen so far, this is a particularly beautiful and complete drawing. It looks like it's a part of an architectural detail.
It is. I felt it was, it's the hoofs of a kind of Sphinx figure.
The hoofs of a Sphinx.
Well, I felt that it was an appropriate subject matter. It seemed to represent to me standing your ground.
Many of those who came found the day inside the storied halls of the Met a peaceful respite from the maelstroms of other protests. But artist Anne Agi, who drew alongside her 5-year-old daughter Lucia, said she'd internalized war fears. She'd awakened during the night and started to pen an open letter to Iraqi parents, imagining what they would be telling their children.
Would you have to tell them about how to boil water? How to use matches, how to look after your 3-year-old brother, how to know who to trust, how to know where to get to your neighbors and your relatives and to walk across the city to find them, and just unthinkable things. And I feel so ashamed that my government wants to bomb them. That worried about the artwork. I'm really worried about the people that live there.
In line and sketch, as the ancient world of the Assyrian king came back to life under the artist's pencils, there was the hope here that whatever wars and calamities come, artists might literally draw on what is best in civilization, rendering the guardians of the past against any coming chaos. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, New York.